Welcome to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joined on the phone now by Michelle Benoche, who's the Senior Communications Advisor for the Michigan Film Office. Good evening, Michelle. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Very good. I'm glad you had some time to spend with us this evening. We've had several people on the show dealing with the issue of film incentives, and your office has a pretty big job ahead of it. They're dividing up at this point about $25 million cap, and there's a lot of projects looking to share in that. And a little bit of the background is with Governor Snyder coming in, he is proposing that there's a $25 million cap on film incentives for this year. And even though that hasn't passed, it's my understanding you're operating under that at this point. Is that true?
That's correct.
Okay. And so we have about 43 film projects competing, I guess, for those dollars. How is that process working?
We have a new policy in place for all of the pending and future applications. Each application that we have sitting on our desk and applications that will come will get a thorough review by Michigan Economic Development Corporation Committee comprised of the Senior Vice President for Marketing and Communications, the Senior Vice President of Policy, the Vice President of Business Development, and the Director of the Michigan Film Office. So those folks will look at each application, and they're going to use the current statute to guide these approval decisions, looking at things like, is the production company financially viable? Is the project utilizing an existing infrastructure in Michigan, such as studios, post-production facilities, film labs, et cetera? The number and wage levels of the direct jobs for Michigan residents being created, the ability to show Michigan in a positive light and promote the state, and the magnitude of their expenditures in Michigan. So those are really the key things that we're going to be looking at going forward. And our process is approval process is done in concurrence with the Treasury Department. So any project that is approved has to be approved by both the film office and this on our process and the treasurer.
It's kind of a complicated process. Then there's a lot of variables going into these decisions.
Yeah, we have even before all along we've had a very rigorous application process. We had one of the most aggressive incentives in the nation, so we wanted to make sure that we had a rigorous application process and the projects that were receiving money were the right projects. So we've added a level with this MEDC committee, but now that we're working with more finite resources, previously we had no annual budget in place for how much we could approve. We now have finite resources, so we want to make sure that each and every project that we approve is the best investment for Michigan.
And what kinds of projects? We have heard a lot about the movie business, but there's several different aspects of this as well. It goes into television and many others. What are some of the applications in front of you, if not by name, by kind of category?
Well, I think if you look at the three... Last week we approved two projects, and we just today approved another. And if you look at them, you'll see the diversity. We approved 5-year engagement, which is a feature film. We approved post-production work on Spy Kids 4, and this is an exciting one because it's utilizing Speed Shape, which is a post-production film facility in Birmingham, Michigan, and it's going to take the visual effects from that movie and do a 2D to 3D conversion. And then today we announced the approval for Hung, an HBO television series. So it really runs the gamut of the types of projects. And again, going back to those criteria, infrastructure, jobs created, is it showing Michigan in a positive light? Those are really key things that we're looking at in each and every project.
We keep hearing from folks in the film industry that for every dollar in the film industry spent, an Ernst & Young study came back and said that $6 came back to the state of Michigan. Is this a study that you folks have looked at in the film office?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's actually two ways of looking at the same study and the same set of numbers, which, you know, tends to be the case with these things. And the industry is looking at that 6-to-1 return on investment in terms of overall economic development. So for every dollar that the state spends, overall in the state, we're seeing $6 spent. The administration is looking at that same set of data and seeing that for every dollar that the state is spending, only 28 cents is coming back in the form of taxes to the states. So it's a 28 cents return on the dollar. So that's the same set of numbers, same study, two very different ways of looking at it. And from the administration's perspective, given the budget situation we're in and given that 28 cents on the dollar, it doesn't make sense to continue to move forward with an open checkbook for the program.
Has part of this $25 million already been used for some projects? I mean, you mentioned, well, for instance, yesterday and today, just approving a couple of more. So the competition is stiffening, I guess you could say.
It is. Total, and I'm just pulling up the number, and I'm sorry, I don't have it right in front of me.
No, that's okay. Ballpark. I mean, so some has...
Yeah, so far it's been about $8 million in incentives have been approved between last week and today, these three projects.
Well, and what some of the information that was able to locate on the issue, Detroit 187, which is a very popular show, a lot of folks love it, of course, all the way around the country, much less Detroit. Is that one of your applicants?
They do have an application in our office, Detroit 187, and we, of course, love the show, too. It's a great story for Michigan, and it really does highlight Michigan well. They have not heard yet whether they will be picked up by ABC, so it's a little premature for us at this point to be making decisions on approvals, not knowing what the future of the show is going forward.
Well, it's an interesting thing, and of course it's exciting for folks in Michigan to have this as a new industry, and we look forward to seeing many more that are coming along. And like I said, the criteria is interesting, and you've got a lot of work ahead of you. Do you have a deadline on what comes into you, or you know, a timing factor on this $25 million, or you're just operating as they come in and going through the applications?
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to take our time and make sure we do it right. We, you know, all of these productions are on timelines and have deadlines, and we're cognizant of that and trying to be respectful of that. But we also want to make sure that we're taking the time to make sure that every project is the right project. So we don't have a deadline in place, but we're going to keep making progress. Like I said, we made two announcements last week. We've made an announcement this week. The process has started. The wheels are moving, and we're hoping to make more approvals in the near future.
Are you hearing about a lot of productions of any kind, whether it be TV or movie, dropping off because of the pot being so much smaller than was anticipated?
We've had a few productions go elsewhere or withdraw, some of them strictly for business decisions that had nothing to do with the incentives themselves. But if you look at where we were at this point in the application process last year, we're actually well ahead of the number of applications that we have in. So it certainly hasn't decreased the amount of people that are applying. If anything, we've continued to receive applications in every week after the governor's budget proposal was announced.
Well, and again, operating on that it will be from a $25 million pot, but should any of that change, there could be more in the future.
Absolutely.
Very good. Well, Michelle, thank you for helping us run through the process here and see how you're doing. Like I said, it's a big job in the film office to sort through all of this and come up with the best projects for the state. I appreciate your time today.
No problem. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right,
we've been speaking with Michelle Benoche, who's Senior Communications Advisor for the Michigan Film Office. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this on 1320 WILS.